crazy. No, it might be crazy, but it probably is anything but a lazy sort of day today. While we were asleep, or maybe we were just getting up, depending on what part of the country you were living in, the moon moved out of Leo and into Virgo. And so we have a shift in how we perceive the energy of the day, in that when the moon is in Leo, we are much more heart-centered and more playful and less likely to want to have to dig in and do anything. And then when the moon shifts over to Virgo, all bets are off, right? Now it is all about the focus of being busy and being productive and being detail oriented and really organizing and planning and cleaning out the cupboards kind of thing. Great day to clean out the closets, dust off all the furniture to get ready to put out your Christmas decorations, get your Christmas presents wrapped if you've already been shopping. Today is that kind of day. It is a day to get things done. Good morning, everybody. I see Mimi and Cindy and Londa and Colleen. Good morning to you ladies. It's good to see you today. And I'm going to tell you something. I was kind of waiting for a few more people to show up because I have such a fantastic story to share with you. It is why I love the name Living Astrology, because literally we are living astrology. Good morning, Carmel. And so one of the things, I belong to this ladies' business group, and we meet like every other Monday or something. So we're not due to meet until this coming Monday. But one of the things that we were talking about is, the new sort of branding concepts that are out there for businesses. And of course, branding to me, I just want to gag me on all of that kind of stuff, because it's so not me to try to be that kind of business person. I'm just all out there. I want to be who I want to be. I don't want to be branded. It feels fake to me, et cetera, et cetera. So I always kick and scream my way to those kinds of things if I'm even going to get involved, right? If I'm even going to listen to it, it's usually because I'm kicking and screaming or somebody's drugged me along and now I have to listen. And so I don't pay much attention to branding. But one of the things that they were talking about the other day caught my attention. And it is this idea now that a part of branding yourself is storytelling. And that in this whole process of defining who you are out in the world, tell your story. So I think I latched onto that because I always tell you my stories. I'm not sure that I was meant to be a storyteller, but I like to be able to use things that are going on in my own life as metaphors for things that might be happening in your own. So let me just say good morning to Suzanne. Good morning, Tom. You got here again. I don't know what's up with you, buddy. Jacqueline, good morning to you. Kathy Miller, good morning and welcome. So here's my story. So, I have two stories for you today. This is craziness, right? Two wonderful stories. So the first story is, you know how we have been all week long this week and even last week, we were really talking about not forcing things, right? That of being in the flow and not pushing the river, not using force. And we're still sort of dealing with that because Mercury and Jupiter are still sitting at the gate 34 in your human design. So we're still working with this energy. So the other day, 2 days ago now, I had been pondering what to do because I was nearly out of propane. And propane heats our house and heats our water. That's the only thing it does. It heats our water, and the heating for the house comes from the water tank. And so heat, water, heat, house, right? And I was thinking, oh my gosh, it's getting down to like 25%. We're looking at some temperatures down in the, 20s and 30s over the next couple of weeks. Nighttime lows, it's going to get cold in my house. I better get some propane. I don't know how I'm going to afford it because usually it's about a $300 hit. And I just didn't have it right now. So it was in my mind, right? That, and I'm like, okay, but you're not going to force things to happen, right? You're not going to call the propane company up and say, I've got to have fuel right now. You're not that critical. And you don't have the money right now anyway to spend on that. So you're going to wait. So yesterday or day before yesterday, I hear this noise after I get done with this reading that I was doing with this woman. I'm like, what is that noise? And so I went out to the front of the house to see what the noise was. And it was the company that does the gas. Senex is who does propane here. And our Skagit Farmer Supply or something like that. I saw the truck and he was getting into his truck. And I had the thought I should run out there and ask him to go ahead and fill up my tank. And I'll just write him a check, you know, race it to the bank kind of thing. And I didn't. I had my shoe in my hand and I was getting ready to put my shoe on to go running. And something came over me, a calm that says, nope, that would be forcing this issue. Just wait. And so I did. And he drove off, right? Well, yesterday, I'm sitting here doing a reading with a woman and my phone. I always have my phone sitting sort of right next to me in case there's an emergency or something like that. And I see a phone number calling me and I don't recognize the number. So it just went to voicemail. When I get done with working with this woman who in the meantime, I'm doing a reading for her. But then she decides to do some financial or abundance wizardry on me. And, she had taken me through this sort of method that she uses with her clients going back to a time in your childhood, you know, where there was an issue that came up with whatever the subject is. And so she's helping me clear this. And the last thing she said to me is, now, where do you feel that in your body? And I went, I don't. And she's like, yes, you cleared this. And right. And well, that's so funny because, you know, she's paying me to do a reading for her, but she ends up doing this work on me. And I hang up from her and I get my phone to see who it was that called. Would you believe that the day that I saw the gas company out here, the guy was new and I didn't know this, right? The guy was new and he thought my tank and the tank from the person in front of us were on the same account. So he filled my tank. He filled my tank and filled the tank of the people in front of me. And I had no idea, right? So the message says, oh, he inadvertently filled your tank. And now, you know, you owe us money. And so I wasn't even concerned about that. So I call them because, you know, I'm not going to just, that would not be in integrity, right? To just say, oh yeah, you're bad. You know, you blew it. Besides that, I didn't realize this, but they could come and pump it all out. Anyway, so I call her, and I say, I hear my tank got filled and you know, what are we going to do about this? And she said, well, here's the good news. Because he filled it up with the account from your neighbor, she said, you got a 21 cent discount per gallon. Because they have a much larger tank. So I guess when you fill up a larger tank, you get a discounted fuel price. And I don't have big enough tank for that. So I don't get that discounted price. But I got that discounted price. So not only did I get filled up when I was, you know, getting a little worried about not having enough, but then I also have a 20 cent discount. And she gave me extra time to pay it because it came up. Without my, you know, I had no idea. I wouldn't have called for gas yet, right? Because I was being told to hold off. I mean, to tell you guys, this is so fascinating to me because I do push, right? I'm a generator. I like to push. And I could feel the panic all week long, you know, rising up in me going, okay, so I'm keeping my thermostat down to 62, 63 degrees so that the heat isn't coming on during the day. And I just bundle up. I put on a jacket or a sweater. So, cause I'm trying to conserve the gas and yet, you know, not necessarily going into fear around it, but waiting. I was waiting. And normally I would have just said, you know, screw that. I'm calling them up and, you know, who cares if I overdraw my account or whatever, I'll just do it. And I'm so glad that I didn't do that, that I held off, that I listened to my own advice that I dole out to you guys every day about holding the phone, right? Holding, having faith, waiting, right? Not pushing, allowing things to unfold for you, being in the flow and not against the flow, right? Craziness, right? Colleen says, that's some great manifesting. Suzanne, you tell stories very well. Thank you, Suzanne. It's, you know, funny because stories help us illustrate how life works. And that was the whole reason why I thought of living astrology, because we are living what's going on as above, so below. And even though if you think of human design as not necessarily being above, it's a planet that's sitting at those gates, or it's several planets sitting at that gate, telling us that this is the lesson that we really need to learn. The idea of really contemplating, I gave you that as the gene key 34 to really contemplate, because, you know, this is a little minor piece of where I push in my life. I wonder where there are other places that I'm pushing in my life. And now I have access, ready access to see what happens when you don't push, when you allow, right? And that's the great news, is that if I can do it, and I'm a lunatic half the time out here trying to make things happen, then you can do it too, right? So big lesson learned there. The second story comes from what it was that I really wanted to talk to you guys about today. And I'm obsessed suddenly with the moon. And in fact, my Christmas present to you all that I've been working on in the background here is about the moon. And I'm hoping I'm going to have it done by Christmas. I should. If not, it will be done by the first of the year. And I had no idea why I was really obsessed with this, right? I'm not obsessed, but I was like hot on the trail of the moon and really wanting to be teaching about the moon. I mean, obviously I have a Cancer rising sign. It's ruled by the moon. So the moon is important to me personally, but it still didn't answer the question, why am I on this whole thing about the moon? So then I wake up this morning and I'm like, wow, today's a new day. It feels so much different, right? The last 3 days I've been feeling like dragging, and I, you know, could barely get myself together in time to get on air, much less have anything to talk about once I'm on air. And I'm like, what in the heck is wrong with me? And then this morning I woke up and I went, oh, the moon has moved out of Leo and into Virgo. And so I'm getting ready, you know, getting dressed, get in the shower. And I went, oh my gosh. I realized the moon in Virgo means I'm about to have a lunar return, because my natal moon sits at 8 degrees of Virgo. And I went, there must be something about this that changes the energy for you as an individual. Me, I'm thinking about me, but then of course all of my thoughts then move out to you all, because we already are aware of that the moon has a cycle. We see it. We see it in the moon, right? Up in the sky every night. We see the moon moving right now from full back down to new. Next week, it'll be in its new phase. And then we see it build from that into full phase again. And so we see this every night. We look up at the sky, and if you don't have clouds like we always do here, you can see the moon and what it's doing. So I went, wow. Okay. So then I started thinking about how each one of us has a personal lunation cycle. That's just fancy speak for saying your own personal moon cycle, right? So wherever the moon was when you were born, in whatever phase it was in, when it returns to that same phase and that same degree of the zodiac, is when you have your personal new moon, right? Personal new moon. And so my personal new moon occurs when the moon is at 8 degrees of Virgo, which will be sometime later this afternoon into this evening. Or, you know, it could even be happening right now. I haven't, when I got the chart pulled this morning, the moon was at 2 degrees of Virgo. So it's approaching new in my personal chart. But then I started really looking into what the moon cycle does. Well, have you guys ever heard of the dark of the moon? The dark of the moon is about the 3 days or so before the moon is new, right? Before the new moon, where it's dark in the night sky, right? That the moon is very close to the sun. It's setting with the sun pretty much. So we don't really see the new moon. So we call it, we don't see the new moon at all, but we also don't see the dark of the moon. That's right. They call it the dark of the moon. It's dark. And in that particular, let's say it's about 3 days before the new moon, is the dark of the moon, and it's a time for rest, for letting go, for dissolving, sort of like, you know, ugh. And wouldn't you know it, the previous 3 days, my personal cycle with the moon would have put me in the dark of the moon. I now have an explanation for why I was feeling what I was feeling over these last couple of days. Not only does it get, you know, skewed by all of the other astrological things going on, but for me personally, that's where I was tapped into, was to that dark of the moon. That is the resting cycle, right? The rest of the cycle, the resting piece of the cycle. The next cycle is the new moon, right? And we've talked about the new moon. It's always something new, right? It's a new beginning. It's a beginning of a cycle. So the beginning of my moon cycle is going to happen here when the moon gets to 8 degrees of Virgo, the new moon. So wherever it is in your own personal cycle is when your new moon is going to be. I bet if you think back across the days of the month, you might already know or remember when it was that you felt optimism return after maybe some tiredness, more energy coming into your system, things opening up for you, where before it was sort of, you know, like, that's your personal new moon. And then we get into the first quarter of the moon cycle. We talk about this when the moon comes to a 90 degree angle with the sun, right? Over the weekend, we had that, or the early part of the week, we had that 90 degree angle with the sun, the first quarter moon. And the first quarter moon requires us to, it brings up a crisis of action, right? The crisis of action where we encounter external resistance to our goals or to our new beginning. So let's say you decide that you're going to, I'm going to use Mimi as an example. She loves that. That she's going to begin a new project, a new art project, right? And she goes to start this project. And then at the first crisis, then it's external resistance. The ink isn't working, or the paint isn't working, or she encounters some kind of issue with getting the picture correct, right? Or the art to show up the way she wants it to show up. And that is external resistance. And it causes us to rework our plan, rework the plan, right? What is the plan? Well, the plan is out of your hands kind of at this point, because you have to deal with whatever it is that's coming up from the outside. Right. That now, let's say you're trying to start a new business and you started the new business with the new moon cycle. Everything is going fine. And 1 week later you go, boom, right now, you have some kind of crisis, right? You can't open on time because you didn't get your permits or, something else happens, right? That creates an external resistance shows up. And then we come to the full moon, and the full moon is interesting. I've always thought of the full moon as completion, like done, but it never made sense to me that that was the whole story. Why? Because the full moon is, it can be completion. Yes. But I felt like there was something more to the story because it's so enlightening, right? The light of the full moon, right? Even if I close my blinds here in my room, the light of the full moon can make it seem like it's almost, you know, time to get up in the morning. Because it's that light out there when we don't have clouds, that is, right? So you know that there's this illumination happening. So completion to me doesn't always tell the whole story, but what does is it's a revealing time, right? So I'm talking about the lunation cycle right now that is for the collective cycle. The collective meaning because we're seeing the moon moving through this cycle, but you personally have this cycle. So I'm just reiterating this so you understand there are two cycles here. The moon cycle, that is the one that we visibly connect to, right? That we see going from the dark of the moon to the new moon, to the quarter, to the full, to the third quarter, and then to new again. But then there's also a more invisible cycle going on with you internally. From your own, I was going to say your own human design. Well, you could see it in your human design as well, but from your own personal cycle, okay? So your own personal cycle is also going through these resting, the beginning, the crisis of action, and the revealing stage, the full moon stage, which is also a union, right? When you think of it as, you know, the three bodies, the earth, the sun, and the moon, all in an alignment. They're all like meeting up for their metacafe morning, right? Or evening. And, you know, they're coming together. So it's union, but it can also be a time of completion. Yes. And it can also be a time of epiphany and aha, as revelation is a part of it. Okay. It's also a time of releasing because with the full light of all of the bodies here, then you can see more clearly what's the problem, what's going on, what can I let go of now, what isn't serving me anymore. And then we come to the last quarter moon. So now we're between the full moon and the new moon. It's about where we are right now, right? Right about where we are. It's the crisis of consciousness. Now we're meeting up with the internal resistance. First quarter, we met up with the external resistance, things in the outer world seemingly keeping us from our goals. But now you're meeting up with what's in here keeping you from your goals. Right? Is it you trying to force something to happen instead of allowing? Is it the mind telling you all kinds of stuff, taking you to the past, perhaps? It could be almost anything, any kind of internal thing that is going on that is causing resistance, a thought, an old emotional hurt, a relationship issue. A call from, you know, the mind that says, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough for this. And it takes you right down then to your identity and not being worthy. And so any number of things like that can happen, right? So it's interesting. And I want you all to cue into your own personal moon cycle. I'm going to spend some time on this over maybe the next few days. We'll see how we play this out, but it's going to begin with each of you getting your own personal charts, your personal natal chart. Mimi, I saw you right out here. She has her moon at 23 Virgo. So you, like me, my friend, are in the waning phase. You're in the dark of the moon right now. So you may still be feeling a little bit, maybe more than me, that energy that slows you down, or causes you to feel tired or need more rest, but you might also have that little glimmer going on. For you, likely 23 Virgo won't be hit until tomorrow, and you'll be experiencing your personal new moon. So good morning, Judy. I'm not sure I've seen you here before, but welcome. It's nice to see you out there. Tom, personal new moon, aka lunar return. Yes, in a way, yes, Tom, that's exactly right. A lunar return would be the point in time when the moon comes back to the place it was when you were born. And it's going to do that at least once a month, right? Or once in a moon cycle. Jacqueline Tyler says, Pink Floyd has an album out called Dark Side of the Moon. Yep. Good morning, Debbie. I'm so glad to see you. It must mean you're feeling much better. Our poor Debbie has been a little bit under the weather. I don't even want to say a little bit. She was a lot under the weather. So it's good to see you out there, my friend. Natasha, I love how we are taken care of when we walk the trust and we walk through trust and listening. Yep. Michelle says, that's awesome. You know what it did for me, guys, is it gave me faith. I'm getting chills even thinking about it. It caused me to have faith, because so many times I'm out here, you know, telling you things that I viscerally, inwardly understand are truth. But then sometimes my outer world is definitely not showing me that as truth, because I'm in my own damn way. Most of the time, it's me in my own damn way. And now I can see now every little thing that happens like that builds more faith and trust, right? In what I'm saying that is correct. And that if I can demonstrate it, so can you. And it's the whole reason why I come out here in the mornings and do this, or wanted to even be an astrologer to help show the way for people. And at least in this way, I feel like now I'm not like leading you all astray. And I'm sure I wasn't in the first place. I mean, that was just a minor blip on my screen. But, you know, there have been times I'm like, you know, walk your talk, Janet. What are you thinking? Walk your talk. And so walking your talk is definitely something that I can say that I've done. And at least as it relates to this 34 and not forcing things to happen. All right. So if you guys have any questions, let me know. Colleen says her moon is at 28 Pisces. 28 Pisces. So that's where Chiron is sitting right now. So Chiron must be sitting on your moon. That's interesting, right? Bringing up the wound, right? Bringing it up. So the moon won't. So right now, so when the moon gets to, by the way, that brings up something else interesting. So when the moon gets to 28 degrees of Virgo, you are halfway through your cycle. Then, Colleen, you will be at your full moon, if that makes sense, right? The full moon part of your cycle occurs when the moon is at 28 degrees of Virgo. I'm just making sure in my mind that that's correct. Yes, exciting, right? Because my personal full moon would happen when the moon is at 8 degrees of Pisces. Interesting stuff, right? All right. So what else is happening today? And I'll watch for different questions from people if you have questions. If we have time, maybe I'll even pull up some charts. Do I have my, yeah, I have my astrology program open. So maybe we'll pull up some charts and look for where your personal moon is so that you can learn about yourself some more here today. So today the moon is in Virgo, as I was saying in the early part of the broadcast, and it brings us to a day where it is good to get things done, right? Clean off the desk, clean out the cupboard, dust off the mantle so you can put out your Christmas decorations, be productive, and also a day to mind the details. When the moon is in Virgo, it's time to mind the details. There's organization and planning that is favored in our actions of the day. From today, and actually, see, the moon is in Virgo all the way until, I want to say Saturday morning. Oh my goodness, are we that close to December? I have to turn the page. Yes, indeed. So yeah, through Saturday morning. And that reminds me, so tomorrow morning, we'll have to take a look ahead at December. And I love the month of December this year. It gives us a break, right? I mean, it's not that we won't have days that we come under pressure, but overall, the month is a much more tranquil month than the last 3 months that we've been experiencing, right? It doesn't mean that the outer world won't be crazy, because it always is, but I have a feeling it's going to be a lot more peaceful than the previous 3 months that we've been experiencing. We are in the last quarter moon today, and that is the crisis of consciousness, right? It brings us to that time where we might be experiencing internal resistance to whatever it is that we began at the new moon. And, you know, that brings me to something else that I was thinking about, because I always wondered why it was I didn't feel like I was ever quite in sync with the new moon, right? So for me to sit there and try to manifest something or be, you know, think of what did I want to begin at the new moon really would have been out of sync with my own personal new moon, right? It would have put me, I would have been really entering in, I entered into the planet with my moon at 8 Virgo, which would have put me almost at the crisis of action point in the cycle of the moon, because it's almost exactly 1 week. You know, I was born almost 7 days into the new moon cycle at the crescent phase, if you will. So that makes more sense to me, right? I'm always lagging behind that new moon. So you guys might be noticing the same thing, right? We're talking about it being the new moon and all la la la, you know, it's a great time to start something. But personally, you go to start something and it blows up or it doesn't work. And then you're left believing that perhaps the new moon has no meaning for you. It might just be that new moon has no meaning for you. So interesting stuff. Okay. Let's see. Natasha says, I have a Cancer rising. I am a Cancer in birth date and an Aries moon. I felt like I walked through a few dimensions last night. The moon is always my determiner. I'm not sure what you mean by that, but maybe the moon is always determining where you go, what you do, how you behave. I'm not sure. Let me know what you meant. Rebecca, good morning to you. It says, I want to recommend Dane Rudyard's work, Your Lunation Birthday, along with keeping a personal journal. Absolutely. That is absolutely it. Keeping a personal journal, because it helps you to cue into what's going on with you. And I'm going to make that easier for you all. I'm going to make that much easier for you all. Okay. Colleen, ooh, and my wounds are being brought up. Yeah. Here's another secret. Chiron is in retrograde. It goes direct next week. I was just writing about this as I'm preparing to give Tam the astrology information for next week. And I realized, oh, damn, Chiron is going to do a flip. It's going to be turning from retrograde into direct motion. And that is going to be bringing, you know, if anything, it's going to bring some things up, some things that have maybe been, you know, under the surface. You know, anytime a planet turns, it tends to bring up to the surface, especially when it turns from retrograde to direct. And then you're going to actually be able to see your way through healing whatever it is that wound is that was triggered for you during this time. And then, of course, as we go on into the new year, Chiron will cross back out of Pisces and into Aries, where it gave us a tester of what it would be like to be independent and to, you know when it is time to reach out and get help versus not needing help, right? Becoming interdependent. So great lessons that we have going into 2019 in that respect. So, okay. Any other questions? Sorry, dyslexic lately, my determiner. You're not dyslexic. You just left off a letter. That's all. And that's why I was like, what? So the moon, because you're a Cancer, is very important to you. It's your ruling planet. So, you know, people might be able to see very clearly moods moving through you, because not only is it your sun that sits in Cancer, but you're saying your rising sign is in Cancer. So you're a double Cancer, double moon, a double moon goddess. And that is why you might even feel your own moods shifting quite frequently through the day, through the week, or through the month. So mornings are not my best. That's funny. So yeah, because your light is probably shining with the light of the moon. So anyway, let's move on. So today we have, like I said, the last quarter moon. So collectively, we're going through the crisis of consciousness, meeting up with our internal resistance. And, you know, you are still part of the collective. And even if you're not exactly in the same cycle as the moon herself is in, you may still be feeling that kind of internal resistance to whatever it is your plans are, or your goals are, or to the next steps, to whatever it is, right? So be aware of that. But today, besides having that, I wanted to see if I can show you this. Hold on. I want to see if I can pull out yesterday's chart for you. And I'm going to highlight something. And I hope you guys could see this clearly. I'm going to show you a grid that tells me on any given day what is going on with the planets, and in particular, the moon. So here's what yesterday looked like. So looking at this orange line here, this is the moon and all of the connections the moon would make yesterday. It's practically empty, right? And if you remember me saying yesterday, it was one of those days of ease. Why are you not coming into focus? Maybe I need to get over here more. So, right, you see empty, empty. There's one there. There's one here. That's not even a big thing there. These are having to do with the ascendant of this chart, not anything that we would work with. So maybe one thing yesterday that the moon was playing with versus today. Literally every planet that we use, except Neptune, is being hit by the moon today. Or the moon is making relationships today with almost every planet. That means that today's a crazy day, or it can be. It could be a very busy day. It can mean there's a lot of moving of energy. Let's break it down. The moon is squaring Mercury, Jupiter, and the sun. Now I'm going to show you that graphically here, because it forms a T-square for us, particularly early in the day. So here is Mercury, Jupiter, and the sun. And you see the point here, right? And here's our moon up here, and it's squaring it. This is a 90-degree angle. Why? Because you can see this is going to form a 90-degree angle right here. If I counted from the moon right here to where these planets are, it would be 90 degrees. And then it's 90 degrees also from Mercury, Jupiter, and the sun over to the Mars-Neptune area, particularly Mars. Neptune's a little further away. You can see the second line there kind of meets up to Neptune, but this line meets up with, it's really Mars that these planets are squaring. And it's squaring it from fire to water. And then from water opposing the moon in Earth. So we have three of the four elements here today being represented. So the missing element, so we have Earth, we have fire, and we have water. The missing element is over here in Gemini, which is air. So what we're missing today is what we need to bring in for balance, to balance these energies, because a T-square is usually highly challenging. And it, you know, let's break down what it means specifically, is that the Mercury, Jupiter, Sun triple conjunction, if you will, because they're still darn close to one another. They're spreading apart now, but definitely still close enough to call it as a conjunction. They're in fire, the fire of Sagittarius, which is being that feeling of optimism and then wanting to take action, but not necessarily having the path revealed yet as to what direction to go. right? Because remember, we're still feeling that internal resistance now. Today, it's internal resistance from the moon. And the moon over here in Virgo is saying, but you got to have the plan. You got to have all of the ducks in a row in order to move forward. Makes sense, right? So part of the reason why we can't necessarily take positive steps in a direction is because we haven't maybe gotten all the details ironed out yet. To boot, we also have Mars in water. Mars, the fire planet, the action planet, in water. It slows our roll. It slows us down. So we have this challenge, right? We're being challenged to not take action in this direction yet, because we still have maybe plans to solidify, or we're not, all the details aren't clear yet. And on the other end, Mars in water, slowing it down. It doesn't mean it's stopped, but it is slowed down. And it is giving you time. It's not slowed down to piss you off, although it does piss me off. But it's slowed down to give you time to make sure that the plan is correct, that all of the, you know, things are lined up. Because taking action too soon could make everything fall apart. And taking action too soon may mean, especially with Mercury retrograde, that you forgot something, some key piece, and then you have to go back and redo it anyway. So being okay with taking your time, letting the universe show you the way, and not jumping at things. And the other end is in Gemini. The energy in Gemini is air. It's the mind. So keeping the mind out of the equation, if the mind is chattering at you and telling you all of these things, you need to work with the mind. Give the mind something to do. Give the mind the details to work out. Give the mind something to write. Give the mind something to read. Give the mind something to doodle with, right? Give the mind something, and you will balance this energy for yourself, rather than feeling that feeling, I need to take action on this goal. Wait a little bit. Let the mind have something else to keep it occupied, so it's not chattering at you, trying to force you to move forward on something that you may not have ready for you yet. Michelle, good morning. Michelle Brooks. I'm sorry, your comment just passed by. Hold on. Sorry to vent, but today I'm having a really hard day since finding out about my mom dying. Oh my goodness. Yes. So today, is it anger? Is it grief? Is it regret? What's coming up for you today, Michelle? And wasn't your mom's death last week or week before last? I don't remember now exactly the day, but you know, our hearts go out with you. We are supporting you. And then, you know, today is a tough day because the moon is making so many different connections to other planets. And it could, you know, feel like you're just being shook up, right? And I'm sorry that that's your experience today. Just stay with us, right? Just stay with the program and just know this too shall pass. And I know that's, you know, maybe not enough to really say, but there aren't many words to say other than our hearts are with you. Okay, Michelle? Other things going on today, some positive things. The moon is in a sextile to Venus. And yes, and Michelle, we've been talking today. I don't know if you've been here the whole morning or not, but we've been talking about the moon cycle, and wherever it is that your moon sits, when the transiting moon comes back to that point is where you have your personal new moon. So depending on where your moon is, you might be, you know, experiencing a crisis of consciousness, maybe a crisis of action, a revealing of all those emotions that you've been holding about your mother and her passing. So just stay with it. The moon passes, right? The moon passes. Going back to the moon in a sextile relationship to Venus. Venus is the planet of money, and she's the planet of relationships. So there's a good flow of the emotional energy with the relationship energy, or with the energy of money today. Her natal moon is Gemini, house 12. So we were just talking about Gemini being the need to be the balance point to the energy today, because there's a T-square pointing at some pretty, you know, it could be angry energy that you're experiencing, because the point is that in fire with Mercury and Jupiter and the Sun all conjunct in Sagittarius, directly across then from your 12th house moon, right? So that brings up the emotions that have been hiding in your unconsciousness. The 12th house is the unconscious. It brings up the patterns perhaps from childhood or from the past that, you know, you need to work through. It can bring up all of that, all of those things like guilt, shame, anger, resentment, all kinds of energy can be coming up, and it needs to come up. So allow it the space to come up without attaching any real meaning to any of it, just to let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. The moon, as I showed you in my graphic here, is also in an opposition to Mars today, right? So the action really that's favored for the day is going to be more of the detailed type of thing. So let's say, like for me, I have this webinar planned, right? But it's not time yet to do the webinar. It's time for me to get all the pieces together. So to that end, today, some of you may start receiving your 12-month transit report. Do not freak out when you get it. Don't freak out. Please don't freak out. I'm going to take you through what it means in a webinar between Christmas and New Year's, because I think that's a week, you know, where a lot of people, it's downtime. And I think it'll be a good time for us to focus on that before you have that report is actually in use. So please don't freak when you get it. It's going to be pretty big, as in a lot of pages. You don't need to print it out. I will tell you at the right time what to print if you want to print it. And I will tell you what it all means. By all means, feel free to read it if you'd like to, or to look through it, but don't freak out over it, okay? Just don't freak. But some of you will begin to receive that as I've worked out the template for that and can start sending it. Okay. So details, the things that you need to work out and begin to take action on, the action steps, write a plan. Today's a great day for a list. I'm going to get my little book out. I have like these kinds of, you know, things everywhere in my house. I'm a list maker. Make a list, right? Take action. So you feel like at the end of the day, you really got things accomplished. And if that doesn't work for you, then don't do that, because then it might just be more frustrating. So, but I'm a list person. So I'm going to make a list of things that I want to get done today. And that will keep me in alignment with that Mars that's having me take things much slower than what sometimes my mind thinks that I want to do, right? The other thing that's going on today is the moon is in a smooth flow of energy with Saturn and Uranus. Saturn in Capricorn, Uranus in Aries. And so remember, the moon and those two planets, those are outer world planets. So it's kind of funny, because just before I came on air this morning, the president here in this country made some kind of stupid comment about he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize, but he knows he isn't going to get it because he didn't earn the Emmy for the show The Apprentice. And I looked at that and I went, what? I mean, literally, I was gobsmacked by that. The fact that, you know, emotionally, this man is out here saying things like that on a day like today makes perfect sense. Right? Because he's already always given to saying whatever's uppermost in his mind, he just puts out there or tweets, right? Whether it's nice, whether it's not, whether it's true or whether it's not, right? He just puts that stuff out there. So it's that kind of thing today that you want to watch for, right? Because there's this smooth flow between our emotions and some of that knee-jerk stuff that comes up with us with Uranus and Aries, and where something from the past, to me, what it was there's this anger that he's holding about not getting the Emmy. Maybe he feels rejected. Maybe he's feeling resentment about that. Whatever it is that the emotion was that he's feeling around not having earned the Emmy spilled over into something else that had come to his attention. And we're always doing this, by the way. It's not like just him, right? That, but he's a great model for some of the things that are going on with us as individuals. So today you might be feeling some old stuff coming up, right? The old, you know, some old regret, some old resentment, anger, frustration. Don't let it spill over. I mean, with the moon in a smooth relationship with these planets, it's beneficial, yes. But I, you know, it can also make us easily fall prey to doing things that are inappropriate. And to me, what that comment was totally inappropriate. It's not inappropriate that he's having that feeling, right? So don't make it, you know, I don't want to make him wrong about feeling that, just how he expresses that. That would have been better written in a journal, right? Where he could go and look at that and go, okay, well, I see I'm having, you know, I'm feeling this resentment here. How can I work with this resentment and release that resentment without vomiting it out there to the world, to the people in your lives, right? So great. He's great fodder for us in this country, all around the world, I would imagine, for our being able to keep to our own, to clean our own clocks, right? To keep to our own healing. And today's a big day with that. So be aware that, you know, emotional gut reactions may get you into trouble or may, you know, you may end up looking really horrible to the people in the world around you. Okay. So just be aware of that. All right. Let's see. Any comments, people? Suzanne, he uses his ego brain too much. His pineal is nil. Yes, but he's in our outer world. So what is he showing us about us? You know, I'm not a fan of his, definitely. You guys know that, but I am a fan of being able to see why it is that I would key into something like that. So why is that, you know, why would that even have crossed my awareness? Because likely there's something maybe that was going to happen here today for me that I might be ready to knee jerk on and say something about and not necessarily do it in the most pleasant of ways. I don't know, but it is in my outer world. So it is up to me to take a look and become responsible for it. And not for his action, but for what is it showing me, right? That's the whole idea of why we have relationships. Because whatever it is that we are projecting outward is the mirror for us to look at what it is that means for us. I hope that makes sense to everybody. Mimi says, sigh, the places I could go with 45. And now he is heading to the G20. Indeed, that ought to be interesting. I'm sure there will be a whole nother set of lessons for us to be looking at over the next couple of days. I wonder what his human design looks like. I've seen his human design and it, you know, my thoughts for this man is that something must have really happened to him in his first 7 years that set him up for this sort of narcissist behavior that he has. And I mean, on one hand, I have compassion for maybe the man living in the shadow of his father, because it feels to me like that may be what it is, because in his human design, there is tons of potential, as there is in everybody's human design. And whether he's playing that out or not to its fullest is up for debate, right? But it's up for debate with all of us, each one of us. Are we living to the highest potential that we have? And the highest potential would be that of living through love, right? That's those four gates of love are right there on our identity center. So conversation for another day, but it's a possibility that got twisted, you know, for him, and he's living out the victim energy of what that's brought to him for his life. And I think it is his, you know, father. And anyway, bye Tom. Toodles. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us this morning. We love it when you're here with us. You add some masculine energy to the feminine pool here. Natasha, I pray for peace as I'm off to work at the School of Many Emotions, the local elementary school. Have a great day, Natasha. And I hope you have, you know, remember the kids, they're going to be, you know, perfect little reflections of this crazy energy going on today. So be at peace. Be the model for them. I know you could do it. Let's see who else here. There was something I was missing. Nope, I guess I didn't miss it. So what I would like you to do, if you would like to have it done, is I've got maybe 5 to 10 minutes If you want to know where your personal moon is in your chart and you don't have your natal chart handy, give me a shout out there in the chat so I can pull up your chart, because I would love to know, you know, what other people's moons look like, and be able to help you figure out where you are in your cycle. And let's see. I think there's a lag sometimes in this. So while I'm waiting for people to tell me whether they want me to look at their moons, let me do some reminders here really quick. There's still time to register for the webinar next Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific time on the astrology for 2019. It's only $25. You get a free 12-month transit forecast with that, which I am going to do a free webinar on later in the month of December to teach you how to use that to its fullest and to understand that to its fullest. And then let's see what else. Remember, the Energy Almanac and the Magic Makers Playbook and Planner are both ready for sale. The Energy Almanac is in pre-order. It will be hopefully out for delivery by Christmas. We'll see. Keep your fingers crossed. Anyway, you will still get it before the new year. And that's available. I did tell you guys that the free reports are going out starting today. I've got a long list of people, so I want to make sure that you get that, but don't freak out when you get it, right? Be calm and cool. Debbie says, yes, moon you. And Jacqueline, where is my moon? And April, I'm shaking with anxiety. I want this nightmare to stop. Okay, April. Mary says her moon is at 6 degrees of Libra. And 6 degrees of Libra. So if we have the moon in Virgo today, then you're not quite in sync either with the moons, right? You're off. So let's see. I'm going to pull who asked me first. It was Debbie. Hold on, Deb. I'm going to pull up your chart. I thought it was on the right screen. Debbie, I should have your chart sitting here on my desk somewhere. And you would think I would have remembered where your moon was. I want to say it's in Taurus or something, but maybe that's Uranus. No, your sun is in Taurus. So Debbie, your moon is at 8 degrees. How funny. Your moon is at 8 degrees of Capricorn. So my moon is at 8 degrees Virgo. So our moons are in trine to one another. That's why we get along so well, right? And why we are very sympathetic and compassionate toward one another's plights. So Debbie, anytime the moon comes to the 8th degree of Capricorn, that is when you are having your new moon. So today with the moon in Virgo, you are approaching the last quarter, the crisis of consciousness, where internal resistance is beginning to be felt around your goals or around your intentions. So don't let that inner resistance drop you to your knees and take you out of what it is that you want to be doing. And I somehow lost you guys here. Oh yeah, there you are. So 8 degrees Capricorn. Yes. So, okay, Suzanne Fulmer, let's take a look at yours. You guys should write this down, right? Write down that degree, because then when, you know, you see me telling you, oh, the moon, like for example, this next week or this weekend, no, the moon. Yeah. The moon this weekend is going to be in Libra and Scorpio and Virgo, last degrees of Virgo. So Virgo, Libra and Scorpio. So those of you that have a Libra new moon, that would be you, Mary, you're coming up to your new moon. You may be in the dark of your moon right now. Which means if you were here with us earlier, Mary, we were talking about how in the dark of the moon, it's a time where you may feel really tired or where you feel really, what was that word that I used? It was letting go, right? You just have to let go of anything that, you know, any ideas of what you think you want to get done, You might be more tired than usual. You may feel low or more like you need more rest. And if you do, that's because the dark of the moon. And you're coming up to your new moon probably on Saturday is what I would guess for you. Cool. And then Suzanne, let's see here. Did I change it over to Suzanne yet? Nope. Let's get up to Suzanne here. Go. All right, Suzanne, your new moon will be the moon for you is at 13 degrees of Libra. So you are in the dark of the moon for you right now. You're probably in the last 3 days of your cycle. So you may be beginning to feel like things are slowing down, that you're not feeling like your usual chipper self, or that you are in that time of rest, letting go and dissolving. Dissolving was another word that I used, sort of, you know, dissolving meaning things just kind of like falling apart, dissolving, dissolution. And then your new moon will be this weekend as well. And you will open up into that new cycle. That's interesting. There are 30 degrees in each sign for you, Colleen. So, I mean, for everybody, there's 30 degrees in each zodiac sign. So the moon could be sitting at anywhere from 0 to 29 degrees in any sign. The 30th degree is really not, because we start at 0 and we run through 29. There isn't a 30th degree, but 0 to 29 is 30 degrees. So Mimi, question, this cycle we are talking about is a year long view. No, month long, a month long cycle of the moon for you, right? So every month you have a new moon. Every month the moon is going to come to the same degree it was in your birth. So every month we go through this. And if you are very aware, I forgot who it was that suggested that we journal. Who was that? That was... Well, whoever it was, thank you. I don't remember who that was, but it doesn't matter. Journal, right? Following so that you're aware of your own personal cycle. Let's see, who else wanted me to look at that? Colleen knows where her is. Mary has been tired, she says. Yeah, I noticed that myself over the last days. My husband was like, wow, you're never ready to go to bed at 7 o'clock. I'm never ready to go to bed that early. So for whatever reason, it was being overblown for me in this cycle. So I would become aware of it so that I could share it with you all. And okay, anybody else? Let's see. Okay, so let's look at April's. April. And April's moon. Probably because I'm on video, my computer wants to move slow. So I apologize for the delay. April, your moon is sitting at 24 degrees of Pisces. So you are entering into the full moon phase of your personal lunation cycle. And the full moon phase is a time of revelation, of completion, of union, right? Of all things kind of coming together, of endings. Right? Completion, endings, revealing, epiphanies, aha, revelation, all kinds of words that we have that we can use for the full moon. So you're coming to that. So you're in the phase that's leading up to that, right? All right. Anybody else want their moon? Jacqueline Tyler. Yes. Sorry, Jacqueline. I knew I'd seen another person down there. Ah! Hey, maybe if I type it, it'll come to me faster. Of course not, because it thinks I'm only in the bees. So Jacqueline, your moon. Jacqueline, your moon is at 2 degrees of Pisces. So while we were chatting this morning, while the moon was at 2 degrees of Virgo, you were having your full moon. So you're at the halfway cycle, or the halfway part of your cycle right now, where the moon is full. So you're also in the union, revealing, ahas, epiphany, letting go, or the releasing or completion phase of your own natural cycle. This is fun. Who else? Suzanne, I got yours. Natasha left. Tom left. I guess that's all we are going to do today, because I think everybody else knows theirs. I'm just checking to make sure I don't have any others. Yeah. So another fun aside is that in your, Kathy, where's your moon? Okay. Sorry, Kathy. Did I miss you, hon? Miller. Kathy. Come on. It's bogging down. Okay, Kathy, your moon is sitting at 9 degrees of Sagittarius. So you are in the earlier part of your cycle. So you're near the first quarter of your cycle. And let's see, where's Virgo here? Actually, no, I take that back. You're actually in the closing phase of your cycle. So that part, the last quarter, the crisis of consciousness, where you may be feeling some internal resistance to whatever it is that began for you during your personal new moon. So internal resistance, what's going on inside that you're resisting, that's bringing up, you know, something. Look inside. It's a deep dive day for you. All right. Can you tell me what degree of my rising I am? Writing it down, Debbie. Let me go back to your chart really quick. So what I want you guys to do, don't forget, request your free natal chart. Although it's, never mind, don't do it, because I'm already sending it to you guys. So Debbie, going back to your chart, your rising sign, if that's what you meant, right? Your rise is 6 degrees of Sagittarius. So that trio of wonderful planets, Mercury, Jupiter, and the sun, are all sitting right on your ascendant, or dang close to it. So that's, you know, you're coming out of the dark, out of that 12th house, and into the light of the first house, where everything becomes much more you-centered, right? About you. And I think that's a good thing, considering the year you've had, right? This is a good time. Things are changing for the better for you, getting more optimistic by the minute. That does not mean, however, that there won't still be challenges for you, because your moon sitting in Capricorn is going to be hit very soon by the planet Saturn. And that can act as a damper on your energy. So try to be conservative in your energy right now. I know you may be feeling more optimistic and more energetic, but try to keep, you know, a little bit of conservation going. Make sure your energy is sustainable. Remember, you're a projector, my friend, and projectors need to be invited into things. So remember that. Don't go off in 15 different directions, especially now with Christmas season upon us. We can get very busy. So try to remember that. Okay, good. She chooses happiness. Kathy Miller says, I choose happiness. I love it. Debbie says, thank God. Yes, thank God. But still, right? Still, those little blips. Debbie, I know you're still sick, but you're getting better, right? Colleen says, ironically, during this conversation, I'm walking a dog named Luna. Life imitating art, or art imitating life, whichever one that is. I love it. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And I'm so glad that I picked up on this, because it gives us food for thought for a long time now. And, you know, how we can look at this in our own personal lives, as well as for the collective. So I'm excited. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Remember, it is a bit of a crazy day with the moon making a lot of different connections. Forgive everybody around you. Have compassion for yourself. Have love for yourself and everyone around you. Mwah! Much love to all of you. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.